Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 29, 1805. The plane's on fire again. The narration yesterday was about ice jams in the Missouri River. When the weather warms up, ice jams can give way suddenly, causing floods and ripping up sandbars and riverbanks. Clark describes the Indians having a field day pulling drowned buffalo out of the river for a feast of tainted meat.
The obstacle broke away above, and the ice came down in great quantities. The river rose 13 inches in the last 24 hours. I observed extraordinary dexterity of the Indians in jumping from one cake of ice to another for the purpose of catching buffalo as they float down. Many of the cakes of ice which they pass over are not more than 2 feet square. The plains are on fire in view of the fort on both sides of the river. It is said to be common for the Indians to burn the plains near their villages every spring for the benefit of their horse, and to induce the buffalo to come near to them. Captain William Clark, March 29, 1805.
A week or so ago, the burning of the plains was mentioned. This was to cause new grass to grow, and also sometimes for signaling purposes. A frequent procedure, according to Clark. In the Weather Journal, the coldest day in March was on the 9th, showing at sunrise 2 degrees Fahrenheit and warming to 12 degrees at 4 p.m. The warmest day was on the 31st, 35 degrees at sunrise, 45 degrees at 4 p.m. It appears that there was usually a 10 degree or so rise by the late afternoon. The Weather Journal was just one of the extra journals the captains kept, and typical of the remarkable amount of data the captains recorded as they proceeded on. Tomorrow, Expedition Tranquil.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.